production.
This is Unlock the Greatness Within. I'm Sarah Grimberg, and for the next 5 minutes, join me as I take you on a journey that will replenish your sense of self and the world, give you a moment to reflect, nourish your mind, and reset you for the week ahead. Many of us find it extremely difficult to say this one small word, no. Instead, by always saying yes, we find ourselves trapped, even if it means taking on more work than we can handle, getting stuck in a long, unfulfilling conversation just to humour someone else, and ultimately feeling overly stressed when we don't need to. When you learn to say no, you'll be surprised at how liberating it can feel. You are letting other people know that you have boundaries and you are committing to your goals, your life, and the things you want to prioritise, not the wants of other people. Which is why in today's episode, I'll be imparting some of the most useful tactics I use in my own life for saying no more. These tips have helped me stay true to me, chase my dreams, and stand up for myself. It's only by saying no that you can concentrate on the things that are really important. Step one, don't feel guilty saying no. A huge reason we often give in and say yes to something we don't actually want to do is the guilt we would feel if we said no. But why not look at things in reverse? If you say no, why should you feel guilty about it? Instead of feeling guilt, feel proud that you stuck to your guns, that you didn't overcommit yourself and respected your time. We only live one life, and if you keep saying yes to things that you don't really want to do because of guilt, then you're not really living your life at all. You're using your precious time for someone else. Think about this. Next time you get asked to do something that is not of interest, don't feel guilty for saying no, because in that moment, you'll be saying yes to the things that matter to you. Step two, say no with confidence. Saying no comes much easier to some than others. If this is an art you're still learning the hang of, there are some practical ways you can approach it so that in time it becomes easier not only to say, but for you to deal with. When you have to say no to something, it's important to say it with confidence and quickly to avoid seeming hesitant, unsure, or even guilty. Be polite, but keep your information minimal and to the point. Saying this in person or wording it in a message or email with confidence leaves less room for someone to coax you into saying yes, especially if they've been used to twisting your arm in the past. Whether it's declining a job offer or an invitation to an event, always say thank you and then follow it with a brief line that is not too specific about why you can't accept. Be honest, straightforward, take the emotion out of it and start delivering your future no's with self-assurance. Once you create clear boundaries consistently for yourself, people will change their expectations and become more understanding of your choices. Step three, practice saying no. Saying no takes time and practice, especially as you gain more self-confidence. As you've been listening to this episode, I am sure that subconsciously you've been thinking of situations or even people that you'd like to say no to more. Action this as soon as possible by writing a list of what comes to mind. Next to that list, write down why you say yes, what you're afraid of, and finally, next to that column, simply write down what you could gain by saying no instead. Perhaps it's time focusing on a long-lost hobby or spending quality time with people that you've neglected as a result of saying yes too often to the wrong people or things. It is never too late to start saying no. The more you say it, the easier it will come to you. No is a small but important word that shouldn't be underestimated. By saying no, you are not letting people down or detracting from your life in any way. It is exactly the opposite. By learning to say it guiltlessly and often, you'll be giving back to your life and those around you in more ways than you can imagine. I hope this episode of Unlock the Greatness Within inspired you and brought you joy. If you'd like to learn more, receive guidance and regular reminders like these, then please connect with me on Instagram at Sarah Grimberg or purchase my ebook Finding Greatness at sarahgrimberg.com. Love what you heard? Then we'd love you to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app and leave a 5-star review. It will help us share this wisdom with others. If you want more advice on the art of saying no, then don't miss my episode with the mind architect Peter Krohn on a Life of Greatness podcast. Listener.